2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. Week 1. Day 1. Outline. Roman number 1. The subject of Peter's epistles is the government of God with his judgment. Capital A. God's judgment began from the angels and passed through the generations of man in the Old Testament. Capital B. In the New Testament age it begins from the house of God and continues until the coming of the day of the Lord, which will be a day of judgment on the Jews, the believers, and the Gentiles before the millennium. Capital C. After the millennium all the dead, including men and demons, will be judged and will perish, and the heavens and the earth will be consumed by fire. Capital D. The results of the various judgments are not the same. Some judgments result in a disciplinary dealing, some in a dispensational punishment, and some in eternal perdition. Capital E. However, by all these judgments the Lord God will clear up and purify the entire universe that he may have a new heaven and a new earth for a new universe filled with his righteousness for his delight. Capital F. God's governmental judgment can also be seen in the book of Daniel. Number 1. Because Nebuchadnezzar's heart was lifted up and his spirit became so arrogant that he conducted himself in pride, he was deposed from his royal throne, and his glory was taken away from him. God said that his kingdom would be assured to him after he had come to know that the heavens do rule. Number 2. Although his descendant Belshazzar knew all this, his debauchery before God was an insult to God's holiness, and Daniel told him that the God in whose hand is your breath and to whom all your ways belong, you have not honored. Thus, his kingdom was divided and given to the Medes and Persians. This is the end of today's outline.